Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, you've been patiently waiting for a dish from Maskistan, and here we are to deliver. Now, this spicy dish was prepared on the 6th of September. Kerala man kills wife on infidelity suspicion, arrested. Once again, we over here in America and in the West in general live in a society where men are openly cuckolded, as opposed to societies like this, where the mere suspicion of infidelity can get a wife put out to pasture. A man allegedly killed his 25-year-old wife by hitting her on the head using a lamp in southern Kerala in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The incident was reported from Varkala in the Thiru. I'm not even going to pronounce that. It is so long. Indian names are very long and very unpronounceable by yours truly. District police said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Anish, 35, who got married 2 months ago, allegedly used a heavy bell metal lamp to hit his wife on her head at around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. She was rushed to a hospital in the neighborhood, but could not be saved. The couple had left for a Gulf country for a job immediately after their marriage, returned to the state a few days ago for the treatment of the accused. The man had suspected his wife's character, due to which he allegedly attacked her, leading to her death, they said. The husband has been arrested in a case of murder per Indian Penal Code, Section 302, has been charged against him. Well, well, well. Very interesting, gentlemen. Very interesting. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. A lamp. Very interesting. He actually used light to put her lights out. Gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor. Didn't say he struck her multiple times. So I got to give the brutality factor a 5. So Mr. Anish gets a score of 30. Let me reiterate. In Western societies, men are told that they have to openly accept cheating women, particularly in the form of polyandry. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. However, the same people who would tell you that men in the West should accept being cuckolded will turn right around and say that a man like this is a barbarian for doing what he did to his wife on the mere suspicion of infidelity. It is what it is. Now let's take a quick side trip. I know some of you might think that I should cover the incident that went down with the female jogger in Memphis. The devil's in the details on that one. Those two were not in any sort of a relationship. Even the media, the lamestream media that is, said that this was pretty much a crime of convenience. He didn't know her. So yeah, hopefully they will take that dude and, you know, take him behind the courthouse, put one behind his ear, dump him in the grave. Yeah, that's something I can't get behind. Just random murder? Oh, no. Mm-mm. However, some people would ask, well, if you can't get behind what happened to that woman in Memphis and random murders, then how can you in the same breath condone a husband, you know, taking out his wife? Well, like I said, the devil's in the details. When you become husband and wife, yeah, there are certain things that should not occur. Infidelity, of course, being the big one, especially from the female side. Since now we know, especially with the advent and rise of social media, how women are cheating more on their partners. So, hey, you may not like it, but reality is what it is. Now let's get back to the main story. Yes, some people will call this man a barbarian and men who do this barbarians. But once again, you have to get into his mind and think. They said that they came back for treatment of the guy. Who knows what that treatment could have been? What caused him to have to come back to be treated? And we know, and we've seen across social media, women who actually had men who were in the hospital, and those women did what? They turned right around and left those men. Come to find out, they were cheating on that man. They already had a backup set. So yeah, once again, reality is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the grand suspicion that made him come to the conclusion that his wife might be stepping out or getting ready to leave? Leave it in the comment section below. And women around the world, you better realize this, and you better realize it really quickly. The power will eventually go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And once a man has been pushed over his line, guess what? Like I always say, he is be willing to go into the cage, but he's going to be willing to put you in a box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.